I just wanted the opportunity, as some, I think everybody knows, my father passed away in December. And I probably wouldn't have the opportunity to thank everybody individually, so I wanted an opportunity this morning to do that. So first of all, thanks to County Council and staff. There were some really lovely flowers at my father's funeral. I really appreciate that, and so does my family. Also, I'd like to thank just the people that work at Sussex County. We've got cards and notes from whole departments and individuals here, and that outpouring was really something special, certainly to me, but also to my family. I also want to thank Mr. Moore and his firm. The day that my dad passed away, I had a planning and zoning meeting that night, and without hesitation, Mr. Moore's firm and Jamie Sharp stepped up on virtually no notice and covered that meeting. It occurred to me this morning that this is the start of my 15th year as an attorney for County Council, which sort of, when you do the math, sort of surprised me, I'll be honest. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. But at the same time, it's this sort of thing that makes me really appreciate working with everybody here at Sussex County. So thank you very much. I really appreciate everything that you all have done for me and my family.
Well, certainly,
thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I note the time on the clock.
I do too, but I thought
would you like me to run through these? Absolutely.
And we won't have to come back.
I appreciate that. The next item is the Personnel Board appointment information contained in your packet involving the Sussex County Personnel Board. As you know, the board is required by Delaware Code and consists of three county residents who are appointed for 3 years. The Personnel Board meets as necessary to hear appeals of employee terminations, personnel, and disciplinary actions, and to review changes to the personnel ordinance. We have two sitting members right now whose terms have expired at the end of last year, and we have one vacancy to fill. Joanne Neal was offered as the third member of the Personnel Board, and her information was contained in the packet. She's being offered appointment to this board by Mr. Vincent. Unless you have any questions, this is a 3-year term. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointments of Mr. Dave Kenton, Dr. Michael Owens, Ms. Joan Neal to the Sussex County Personnel Board effective immediately until such time as their terms expire in December 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to move.
Second. Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The County Administrator's Report for January 2nd, 2018, item number one. The next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan workshop will be held on Wednesday, January 3rd at 9:30 in the Council Chambers. Copy of the agenda is attached. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have reached substantial completion. Ingram Village Phase 2, effective December 11th. Waters Run Phase 2A, 2B, effective December 12th. The Woodlands Phase 2, Phase 2 Plan Review and Construction Record, effective December 14th, and Bay Forest Club Phase 5.1 construction record, effective December 27th. Item number three, Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for October 2017 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. And finally, item number four is with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Catherine Frances Fleetwood on Tuesday, December 26. Ms. Fleetwood began her career with Sussex County in May 1969 and retired from the Treasury Division as a clerk typist 2 in May 1993 with 24 years of service. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Fleetwood family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. The first item under me is the bank account resolution. Since officers did not change, there's no action needed for that item.
Okay.
And then the second item are the two grants. First one is Delaware Seaside Railroad Club. They are requesting support to cover operational expenses of their Dagsboro facility. Their building is used to promote the history and hobby of model railroading. Besides housing their displays, the facility is also used for school workshops and scouting events. Last grant received was $200, which was $50 each from Mr. Cole, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Arlett.
Pleasure, Council.
Move that motion to be the same.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Cole to grant Delaware Seaside Railroad Club for workshop expenses $200, being $50 from Mr. Cole's account, from my account, Mr. Wilson's account, Mr. Arlett's account. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried.
Okay. Next one's Ocean View Historical Society is requesting $2,000 to support their capital campaign to build Hall's Store Visitor and Education Center for the Ocean View Historical Complex. Last council grant was $2,000 in March of 2017, which was $400 for Mr. Burton, $1,200 for Mr. Cole, $400 for Mr. Arlett. They also received a $1,000 human service grant in November for student workshops.
Pleasure, council.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $2,000 to the Ocean View Historical Society for construction of Hall's Store Visitor and Education Center, being $400 from Mr. Burton's account, $1,200 from Mr. Cole's account, and $400 Mr. Arlett's account. Question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Now, first thing is our first hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now,